take some seals off the wall. On the job site in Spartanburg, waiting on them to pull some tractor and trailer beds out of the way so they can give me three docks so I can take the seals off the wall.
Better in just a minute, because I saw something yesterday interesting I wanted to tell you about, but go ahead and make one, let me get in a better spot.
Good copy on you now, sound good right there.
I was at Bojangles yesterday morning and a guy had some two big antennas on the back of his Suburban, and I figured they were CB, but I thought they might be ham, so I, you know, is that ham or CB? He said CB. And, man, he went into what all he had in that bourbon. He took the top off of his homebrew amplifier in the back. He's running 800 watts mobile. And, you know, he knows it's illegal. But, man, I have to give it to him. I have never seen cleaner, more beautiful homebrew construction in my life. I mean, that guy should be an electronics engineer, and he said he had no training.
Was it a red Suburban or a blue Suburban?
Who he called him, he wouldn't ever even tell me his name, but he said he was known as Birdman.
You talked to him on 11-liter van. I was trying to think of the other guy's name. I seen both of them at the Spartanburg Ham Fest. The red Suburban was sitting in front of the blue Suburban. Yeah, had them big old antennas mounted about 2 foot off the back and one of them up toward the center. Got the big coils in the center of it. I don't know his name. He goes by Birdman. There's another one. I can't think of his name neither. There's really three of those Suburbans that's got those on there. I don't know if the other guy in Greenville still got his or not, but he's got one set up just like it. But I guess those two guys is from Spartanburg, I believe.
This guy lived in Boiling Springs. Well, he did say his first name was Jay, and I think his buddy was Kevin, maybe. And Kevin's the one with the coils. I don't remember his being red, but I know he's got three antennas and coils. But I mean, just the way the high-powered solid state all the way, and just the way the soldering job was done and the routing of cables and everything, I mean, this guy, he is deadly serious. But he said his buddy is running 2-3-500 Z's mobile. I didn't even know that was possible.
Well, one big, he's got to have one big inverter in there somewhere in order to convert, you know, the 300 Z's over. Or 3,500 Z's or whatever they are. He's got to have something there to convert something. Because mainly those tubes actually go into, like, power, you know, where you plug it into power, either 115 or, you know, 230. Some of them I've seen has been 220 amplifiers.
Well, he wasn't going to quit running illegal because I got on his case, so I didn't come down on him. I didn't know him, and all he gave me was his first name anyway, but I thought it was amazing what he had in the car, and he had a bird watt meter with remote sensing because, you know, the amp's back in the trunk, one in the back of the Suburban area, and he had that thing on the dash. He was set to go.
Casters area, you know, they do all that stuff like down on Channel 6, you know, where everybody takes their washing machine and turns it into an amplifier. You'd have loved to have seen the one that was done in Charleston, man. There's one down there, right in between Charleston and Columbia, or not Columbia, but Myrtle Beach. He used to work for the door company down there, and boy, you talking about an amplifier. This joker has a whole meter base set up just for the amplifier. The amplifier is on the outside of his house, and when he keys it up, have to shut a door coming into the room so you don't hear that hum. These things, the tubes in these things, they look like giant-sized pickle jars. I'm talking about bigger than a gallon jug. And there's like six or seven of those jokers in there. Might even been eight of them in there. And he had his own power supply set up for that joker. He could talk around the world, anywhere he wanted to talk to. The only place he couldn't talk to at the time, he couldn't make it back up here. All the pine trees in between there and here. You know, the pine trees kill that kind of signal. Because pine trees put off like a radiation like marijuana plants do. You know, something to do with the AM band that if you get a pine tree, you know, around a bunch of pine trees, it eats the signal.
Well, it sounds like he had a full 1000A. If it was that big as a pickle jar, does that ring a bell?
That's probably what he had. I mean, them things was huge, man. I looked under that joker and I had never seen nothing before like that in my life. I was like, man, you know, I've been around a lot of amplifiers over the years and I have never seen nothing like that. It amazes me that people is running this stuff and getting by with it. I mean, the most I've ever run on an amplifier, I don't know, probably, you know, 1,200 watts. My swing about 1,400, if you're lucky. You know, and I don't know, I've never run nothing, you know, 2K or 4K or anything like that, or 10K. And some of these guys out here running, you know, 8K, 10K amplifiers. And I'm like, man, how the world are they getting by with it?
See, should you do a better job, but that's just the way it is. Well, this guy was saying they even have contests where they line up just like a starting line, big, you know, oval trucks and personal vans and all this kind of stuff, and they broadcast and somebody's 20 miles away with field strength and S meter and all that kind of stuff, and they're right proud of it.
They're pretty proud of it. Some of them guys, man, that's all they do. That's all they do is contest. They're really proud of it. Go ahead there, John.
And Kevin and Phil, nice to hear y'all. We're here at Aldi's, just filled up with gas at Walmart. At the Aldi's corner here on Wayhampton and Taylor's, headed back home from getting my blood taken. And listening to you there, you know, I had a blind friend that later on become a ham, and he had a 600 watt amplifier and a Browning. It was a receiver and a transmitter, two different boxes. Real expensive, like $1,000 back then. And he could block out all 23 channels when he transmitted. Phil, he had a Moonraker, what I think 22 dBs of gain on the other end of that. Talk about splatter.
Yeah, I heard you on a little bit earlier saying you were having butter work done. That's what I just did. About 3 vials of it for preparation for annual physical next Wednesday, a week from today. And I needed to come in early. She said if you'd come in at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock at my appointment time, said it would have been abnormally low if you hadn't have eaten till then. So I'm glad I came in early. I didn't know you shouldn't go much beyond the 12 hours without eating.
Well, that's what they told me the last time I went in. Sometimes, if you go a little longer than what you're supposed to, it's low. I've been having a lot of problems out of my A1C. That's the biggest thing on me. I mean, my sugar diabetes, I've never had them, get down low, but mine stays high. I mean, it stays really high. And that's what we're working on trying to get down, but I don't know, I just don't see it. I mean, I've cut out a lot of stuff. I mean, I've went from bread to like wheat bread. I've done cut back like, they told me like if I eat mashed potatoes or something like that, eat a little small portion, not nothing big. But it's really hard to do away with all your white food because 90% of your food that you eat is white. But that's what they told me. And I was drinking a lot of water and stuff too, and it just wasn't helping. It just, you know, it still stayed high.
Hey, I had my former father-in-law, it was just in his genes, and all he ate was salad, no dressing. I mean, absolute clean a diet as you could have, and his still wouldn't go down. But let me go back one more time on this CB thing. Tom, this guy had, I don't know if it's a truck battery or what, it looked like four batteries hooked together into one big long thing. He had power in that thing because he said, I don't have but a standard alternator in this thing. And, man, that was some beautiful, clean construction. I wish I had snapped a picture of it.
Heard you describing that as I was getting my gas there. I left the door open so I could hear you. But I had an old friend, W0RRL, up in Kansas, and he built his own amplifier. And my gracious, that was a beautiful thing. Work of art. I have a Drake L4B, and it's got two of those 3500s in it. And they'll easily put out 1,350 watts, Kevin. I don't use it anymore. In fact, I'd sell it, but I have a solid-state amp, and it's much easier to use. But, I don't know. I worked on so many tube drives that ran motor generator sets when I first started out as an electrician in a machine shop. And it's just kind of nostalgic to see those tubes glowing in there. Sends real tears.
I've had on him when I was in 11 meters, I mean, before I become a ham. You know, I knew of the ham band being out there, but I just never had no interest, you know. And I always thought 11 meters, man, where it was at. I was like, you know, 11 meters, you know, it's there. But, you know, here in the later days now, you know, 11 meters has fell off a long ways. And a lot of our old buddies that was out there, that, you know, some of them was hams that still talked on 11 meters, you know, has done passed away, you know. And that's one reason I stepped out of 11 meters and, you know, stepped into the ham, you know. There's more people on the ham band, and it's a lot clean, lot more cleaner language. And, to, you know, you step off into, I've heard people in the 80 meters, I've heard people in the 40 meters say things they ain't supposed to say, but, you know, I don't know, 10 meters, I mean, it's pretty clean, you know. I've only made a couple contacts on 6 meters, but, like I said, I mean, I don't know, I used to love it, but I don't know, I like him a little bit better now, you know. I mean, a lot nicer people, and people don't cuss each other out, and, you know, try to walk on everybody, and, you know, and they, you know, they're pretty helpful, a lot of helpful people out there, you know, and that's kind of what I'm looking at now. I've even tried to get my little one to get into it, you know, and that way, you know, he's 13, so if he ever gets, you know, gets his license, you know, I think it's going to be something he's, you know, he'd sit down and enjoy, you know, and ain't nothing like it, you know, talking around the world, you know, sit back, talk to somebody over in Europe over there, and their weather is completely backwards than ours, you know. I mean, there's lots of things to talk about, lots of things to listen, and a lot to learn. You know, that's a good thing about it. Back to you, Tom.
I agree. I was a CB-er back in the early 70s, and it was still almost altogether nice. A lot of camping people and things like that, and it was enjoyable. And then it started going downhill, and I just couldn't have it around the family, you know, in the car because of the swearing and all of that. And I had tried, in fact, I still got it, 33 and a third RPM record bill from Radio Shack and a straight key to learn the Morse code. And I didn't have an Elmer. And, you know, I just couldn't do it. Or just didn't want to put out the effort, I guess you'd say. And later on, my blind friend had an extra class license, and I thought, well, by golly, if Eldon can do it, I can do it. So I started practicing about a half hour to an hour a day, and I went all the way up from technician to extra, and it took me a while, but I took each test separately and each CW test separately because, like the general, you had to have 13 words, and I didn't have it yet, so I took the test and passed it. And then I worked on the Morse code and got the advanced, and then I started working on the extra, and I thought I'd never get that. And I finally advanced through that at 20 words a minute. And that was the main thing that kept me out of it was the Morse code, and after I learned it, it's the best thing I've ever done. Go ahead, Phil.
NGU, I agree, Tom. Well, I learned the code when I was 15, and it was easy when you're a kid, and I've loved it all my life. But I never did do the CB route. I did work on them for a while back during the craze, CB craze, while I was doing all the stereo repair for three locations of John Brookshire's Music Machine, if you remember them. They were on North Pleasantburg and Anderson and I think Greenwood. And he went under. I was a Yamaha repair station for him. I'd pick up stuff, take it home, work on it, bring it back. That was sweet for several years while it lasted. But there was a little shop behind the Kmart on Waithampton on that Rushmore Drive that goes back down into there. And Cletus Maggard CB shop. And he didn't have anybody to work on CBs for him, so I picked them up for a while and would fix them and bring them back. But a lot of people that would come in there were truckers, and they wanted it fixed right now. They didn't want to wait. They had to leave and go somewhere, and I wasn't going to try to, you know, fix the thing with them breathing down my neck and want to pay you nothing. I said, I can do without this, so I finally got out of that, too.
Out there, you know, the people that work on them, a lot of people out there done a good job on them. I mean, you know, like you said, it's a work of art, you know, and there's some people out there that just, you know, they gobble it up, and you look in there, you're like, man, what have they done? You know, I don't know, since everything went to digital now, I mean, you know, TV and all went to digital, I mean, I still have an 11-meter amplifier. I mean, I've hooked it up, I mean, my antenna's been 10 foot from the TV antenna and never mess with it. So, but since I become a ham, you know, I ain't even mess with 11 meter. You know, it's sitting there collecting dust. You know, I just, when I bought the 2-meter rig and all that stuff for, you know, the 2 meters, when I first got started to listening to everything, I spent $500 on a amplifier, you know, for 11 meters, and I don't know, just lost interest in it, you know, since I got my license, and I don't know, I'm more into the ham now, even though I can't talk on some of the bands, you know, I've been building antennas and listening, you know, and checking the SWR on them. So far, I've done pretty good, so, you know, I built an 80-meter dipole the other day, the SWR was perfect, almost at the bottom of the band and at the top of the band, so, I mean, it was dead perfect. I mean, it couldn't have got no better.
GR. Well, that's wonderful you could repair those things, Phil. And I'll tell you something else, Kevin. There was a lot of guys out there up in Kansas that said they were repair people that, to be honest with you, they weren't repair people, but they'd try it. you heard a lot of that in the CB. Well, CB is worthless right now. There's no propagation, and you could just go by land wave, I guess you call it. There's the skip is not there. If the skip's not there, 11 meters is dead. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I wish propagation would improve across the board for us too. Anyway, you guys carry on. I'm where I'm going, and I really have enjoyed it. And we'll forget about the CB days. y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you later, W4NGU.
Well, 73s, and yeah, I got to hop out here myself and check about this guy with my forklift in here. He's kind of putting me behind this morning. But I'll say 73 to you and Tom, and Y'all have a good one out that way, and I hear y'all back now. Wow, I'll give y'all a holler back. KN4UBG. I'll be clear on y'all's panel.
Pleasure, guys. I really enjoyed it. We're stopped at the bank here. Maurice went in. I don't think she had any firearms with her. No, apparently not. Let her go. Anyways, 73's guys, y'all have a nice day. And Phil and Kevin, and it's been my pleasure. This is Realty Art Clip.
Here you go, Tom. One day when you talking to me, I might give you my telephone number, and you said if you had that amplifier over there that you might would sell. Maybe here in the next few weeks, I might get it from you.
That'd be great. Like I said, go to a nice home. I fired it up here a few weeks ago and ran it up to about 800, and it was still going, so I'm sure it's still working just fine, and I only used it for about 8 or 9, 10 months, something like that. But I fire it up once a month just to make sure the tubes don't get gassy on it. And they're well known. You look up the Drake L4B, and I went through it all, Kevin. It's got all new power supply components, and it keys on the new radios, which I don't know if you know anything about that or not, but in the old days, the output of your radio had to be like 24 volts to key it, and nowadays it's zero just about. So it all works with the modern radios and everything, and you still have to have a tuner that handle that much power, of course, but other than that, it's a great old amplifier. In my 4G had one. He could tell you about it, too. I imagine a lot of guys had those. But come on over. I don't care if you buy anything or not. Just come on over and visit. Have a cup of coffee, and we'll have a good old time. And I'll show you my station, which don't amount to much compared to Bob's or somebody like that or Dave's. But it works. 73's Kevin. We'll catch you later. This is NZRTR.
Well, I'll get with you one day. I'll come over and check it out. A buddy of mine's got one of them amplifiers. If I'm not mistaken, it's 10 through 160, I think. It don't have the 6 meter band, I don't believe. But I've looked at a few of them online, and but yeah, he's got that one that he's got, and I kind of like it. I like the way it looks and all, you know, and yeah, I mean, I'll come over one day and talk to you and see what we can do. Maybe if I'm not moving around this weekend, I might holler at you. And depends on what the wife got going on, but I mean, she ain't got nothing going on, I might come by there. Well, I'll let you get back to it, and I'm waiting on them to clean up some stuff down here. If they're moving or something, something fell out of the truck or something, they cleaned it up. And fix the move down here and start to work this morning. But I'll say 73's to you. Y'all have a good morning out that way, and we'll holler at you later. KN4UBG.
This one just does 10 through 80, and it's not supposed to do the work bands, but it does, you know, your 17 and 12. Some better than the other, but it's set up 10 through 80 is what the specs on it is, and it's big and it's heavy. I can't move it, I can't lift it. It's 43 pounds, I think, on the transmitter, and the power supply weighs about the same, but it's hip meant for stout. I don't think you can break it. Talk to you later. This is NZRTR.
You say with 10 through 80, I said 10 through 160. But I was thinking about another one. But 73's, we'll holler at you later. NZRTR, KN4UBG. I'll be clear. I'll give you a holler this weekend, maybe.
You want my phone number? I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'll hit you up here in a little while. I don't have a pen with me now, but I'll hit you up here in a little bit, and I'll write it down and put it in my phone. And I'm sure you'll be back on around about lunchtime or something. You'll be back on sometime today, because I usually have this thing monitoring about all day.
Well, Bob has my number. I think Rusty's got it. There's quite a few got it. So It shouldn't be a problem. Nothing else. Just stop by. And we're just north of Lake Cunningham up here on 101. And I think everything's good on QRZ. If you look it up on that, I don't know if you use QRZ or not, but I always have. So talk to you later, Kevin. Have a good day and a safe day, most of all. This is 0TR.
KM4 UBG. I'll be clear.